What do you think is the most cheese made in Wisconsin?
Like, what flavor?
Yeah, we make 1 billion pounds of it.
American. Nope. Colby Jack. Nope. Mozzarella. Nope. Pizza. We got pizza here. Mozzarella, Tombstone, cheese. Jack's. We got it all here. Huge news. Culver's is changing its bacon. So they're changing to a smoky, thick-cut piece of bacon, which is music to my ears. Top five old-fashioned names. First one on my list, I'm going to take... All right, welcome back to another episode of Shot of Whiskey Podcast. Kyle, it's episode 66, March 26, 4:55 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Lot to talk about. First and foremost, how was your weekend?
We're going to jump into it right now.
Oh, I guess, good. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Went a little off the routine.
There's a schedule we got to follow.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so we have a lot of news to talk about. We have a bunch of top fives. Actually, just one, sorry. We have hypothetical questions. Kyle just wrote, do you do these things? So that'll be interesting. tier list, I'm doing famous duos. Kyle's doing sports movies because Kyle can't get away from movies or food. So, all right, we are going to dive in. I'm Kyle. I am engaged.
Engaged in this podcast, I'll tell you that.
You better be engaged today, or this is gonna go two ways. Not? Yes.
Really?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have any caffeine today.
Mm.
Hit the music. That'll do it.
Here we go. All right, we're gonna dive in. Kyle, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was real good.
Okay.
I got sneakily drunk on Saturday night. I don't think I did a whole lot.
No, what'd you do? You said you went...
My girlfriend had a EMS or a Benton
first responders. Yep.
Meeting slash like dinner at McCarthy's in Benton. Planned to have a couple and come home, and that didn't happen.
Sure.
It ended up me drinking the hard stuff and being drunk and leaving.
Being at 2 loaded.
Yeah.
2 a.m.?
2 a.m.
Jeez, Kyle.
About 1:30, 2 a.m.
Kyle, I mean, I don't want this to be an issue here, but I feel like you might have a problem.
Yeah. Once the wheels get greased,
it's yeah, hard to yeah, slow I agree. It down. I understand. Yeah. Once you're on the tracks, but just watch out.
Yeah. And then Saturday.
Train's not stopping.
Saturday, I canned salsa. For most of the day.
Sunday.
Then I went, yeah, Sunday. Sorry. Saturday was drinking. Sunday mm-hmm. was canning salsa.
How was that?
Good.
Hungover at all?
I was fucking stuffed when I got done with it because I ate a lot of it.
Yeah. That always happens. Yeah. So, my weekend.
Watching basketball.
Friday. Okay. Friday. Took off work. Went to the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa. They have mm-hmm. FanDuel, so we were betting on all the games. Badgers played at 8:40. I was late. Probably one of the bigger disappointments I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
I was watching that fucking bullshit.
Mm, stayed up late for it. It's like,
stay up on. Late. We looked like a high school team. Wasn't good.
No.
So Saturday didn't do much. Iowa played. So my wife went and watched them. She ended up out with my sister. Mm-hmm. So me and Witch kind of had a little day.
Well, hang out.
A little hangout sesh. And then Sunday, I think I just watched basketball. Did some stuff around the house. I feel like it's different. We kind of switched paths here where you did stuff all weekend and I kind of.
Friday night I worked, actually. That's another.
You worked with funeral stuff.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to dive in. Okay. So, a bunch of news. I'm going to start. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see what happened in Baltimore?
I picked it up on TikTok a little bit, but I didn't catch it a whole lot.
Once I picked it up on TikTok, that's the only thing I've been seeing on TikTok. Okay. So a large container ship hit a support column of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore early Tuesday morning. And the whole thing fell.
The whole bridge went down.
Yeah, collapsed.
I didn't know that.
Like, I feel like I saw that, and then I crossed the Dubuque Bridge at some point today, and it's in your mind.
Mm.
So... there was 8 people working on construction. They were filling potholes on the bridge.
Ooh.
And 6 of them still remain unaccounted for. 2 of them were found in the Patapsco River in Baltimore. So hopefully they could find the other 6. But, like, that's like, your biggest fear is being, like, a car passing. Being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
How many people have passed away?
They don't know. They don't have anybody.
I thought I seen something that they had like eight. I thought it was eight were confirmed dead.
I'm not sure. But I just saw it and like seeing a
this
bridge
is hot
collapse.
News.
This is happening right now, today.
Yeah,
today. So yeah, bridge collapse, and that's like ultimate fear when you cross bridge.
Yeah, and you don't ever think about it. You know, like we fly across the Dubuque Bridge. It's like,
yeah.
You're suspended above water.
Do you ever go across a bridge and be like, could you imagine like tipping over the side and your truck falling?
No.
Cross my mind every once in a while. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm just saying like I thought of it.
I don't
like,
think of it tipping over, but like whenever there's
ice after the badge game, like, I kind of think about it a little bit more.
It's like whenever you're driving across the bridge and there's ice, it's like, will that guardrail really stop my truck?
Yeah.
Like, will it do that?
Yeah. The whole shebang fell over. So hopefully everyone in Baltimore is okay. I mean, these guys are, what a job. You're just filling potholes, helping out the people, the citizens of Baltimore.
That'd be loud as fuck.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, you're just filling potholes, doing your daily business, and
bang.
Bang. So, tough scene. It's all over TikTok. I it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, damn.
Well, on a different note.
Yeah. What do we got?
Hold on here. So, apparently we're back on food.
Okay.
I had something last week that had something to do with food, wasn't it? Oh, no, it was the best burger. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're doing, you ever heard of Allison Dairyland?
Yep.
I didn't know about anything about this.
They choose an Allison Dairyland every year.
Yeah, they said that this girl that's doing it this year, she's a 76th Alice in Dairyland. She talked this morning on 27 News.
Okay.
27 News at 4. I got the 4 and the 27 got me mixed
up.
Yep,
here we go.
So
you're dyslexic. Here we go.
It says, apparently we're doing a different bracket this year. In March, everyone talks about the basketball bracket.
It's bracket season, baby. Yeah, let's throw everything in a bracket.
So
love it.
They're doing a bracket for cheese.
Yeah,
I don't have a picture of the bracket, Kyler, if you can find it.
Yep.
But apparently they're ranking all the cheese that Wisconsin makes. You can find this on their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Allison Dairyland Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting fucking news. She was rattling off cheese that I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
That they make.
I just, in my mind, I'd love to see Swiss have a good showing.
Also, she gave a statistic of Wisconsin cheese.
Okay.
What do you think is the most cheese made in Wisconsin? Like the highest produced cheese that we make in Wisconsin?
Like, and what flavor?
Yeah, we make 1 billion pounds of it.
American.
Nope.
Colby Jack. Mozzarella.
Yep.
Yep. Pizza. Mozzarella. We got pizza here. Mozzarella, Tombstone, cheese. Jack's. We got it all here. So, yeah, I mean, that's understandable. I'm starting to understand people don't love Swiss as much as I do.
See?
Yeah. Give me a little baby Swiss. I'll eat it all day.
If you give me like a Swiss on a sandwich or something like that, I don't mind it. But if it's in a cheese tray.
I probably on average have about 3 or 4 slices of Swiss cheese a week.
A week or a day?
A week.
A week.
I don't eat that's 4 slices high. Of cheese a
that's
day.
That's not that high of a statistic.
That's for Swiss? Yeah, it is. So I'd love to see him have a good showing. Who do you think? Who would you like to have see a good showing in the bracket? What's your favorite cheese?
If I went and picked, Colby Jack or cheddar.
What do you mean, if you went and picked? Like, no shit.
If I was at the store, I'm looking at the cheese section, what cheese am I going to pick? Colby Jack or cheddar?
Mild?
Yeah. Don't matter to me.
Cheddar's good.
I like a nice aged, like when it's like crumbly. Mm-hmm. Ooh, dog. Yep.
We just do different. We do cheese different up here mm-hmm. in Wisconsin. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's cool. Bracket season.
Brackets.
All right. Huge news, Kyle. Huge news.
Game changer.
Kyle, say huge news.
Huge news.
Huge news. Culver's is changing its bacon.
Red alert.
Huge.
Red alert.
So they're changing to a smoky, thick-cut piece of bacon, which is music to my ears. So this is exactly what their statement was. They said they're coming out with a new option, which is a tender, thick-cut option that balances smoky and savory with just a hint of sweetness.
I'm a big
yeah.
Big
and
fan.
Also, if you're a value person, you can now add 2 slices of bacon for free on any sandwich.
F-R-E-E.
Yep, free. Culver's.
I'm a
have it your way. No, that's big, not Culver's. But you can have it your way.
Big, big, big fan.
A bacon?
Thick cut bacon.
Oh.
Thick cut bacon.
Yeah. I mean
I don't
we're
mind
thick if, cut boys.
100%. I'm a hog.
You know, it's all right. Yeah. So head over to your Culver's.
Next up on the list. How do you say that? Sumpner? Sumpter?
Sumpter?
Sumpter, Wisconsin.
Never heard of it, but keep growing.
Apparently, they have a sports complex there, and the police are looking for a group or possibly someone that vandalized it. Apparently, there's $100,000 worth of damage done.
Damn.
I seen some pictures. A lot of graffiti.
For what? What's the point?
I don't know. There was just like, there was like smiley faces and shit drawn in it. Looks like they destroyed the kitchen.
Fucking kids, man.
They're only, and this is the weird part, they're only offering $5,000 for any information that leads to the arrest. I feel like they should offer more.
Yeah, but you also have to think on that point, like if this was like your friend, not your friend, if this was someone at school and you knew the name, 5K?
Yeah, 5K.
In high school?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. 911. Yeah, it was this person. Mm-hmm. That's 100%. So vandalism's so stupid.
Yeah, there's no
What's
purpose.
The point?
There's no purpose.
No. So tough to see.
Yeah.
All right. Kyle, we're going to keep rolling. McFarland man arrested after accidentally shooting himself in the hand. What was it? An 8 Mile? What's the guy? Cheddar Bomb?
No.
It was Cheddar Bomb.
Cheddar Bob.
Shoots himself in the leg. Well, this guy, cops were called to the department for a guy that was hit in the hand by a bullet. The bullet came from the window. It was a stray bullet. Not today. Mm-hmm. So they get there, figure out this man's the guy who shot the gun. There was a full family in the house. So he got arrested for recklessly shooting a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So McFarland, Wisconsin. Yeah, you know, don't be taking guns and aiming them at yourself and pulling the trigger.
Where the hell's McFarland at?
It's in Wisconsin. I don't know where McFarland is.
Good. Real good.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard of that before for some reason.
McFarland, yeah, we've talked about it before. I don't know exactly where it is. Yeah, look it up. You got your laptop in front of you. Where's McFarland at, Kyle? Hold on, Farley, Kyle.
Wisconsin.
Where are we at? I feel like it's by Madison.
Yep.
Yep. Lake Wasiba?
That's not it. Waub. Waubesa. Is that what it is? Waubesa.
Sure.
Never heard of that one before.
Sure.
Right down the road from the Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino.
There we go. Go ahead to Ho-Chunk. Mm-hmm. Win some cash.
Don't shoot yourself, though.
Yeah, don't shoot yourself. Okay.
Update. This is not attached to Wisconsin at all right now.
Okay.
McDonald's is changing up their breakfast menu. Whoa. They're adding Krispy Kreme donuts.
Whoa!
Never had one.
A Krispy Kreme?
Never had
one. Oh, fuck me up. Fuck me up, sir.
Good? They good?
Yeah, they're good. Yep.
What are you looking at?
They're good. I was just seeing if I'm looking at Brendan to see if he's pressing buttons over there. Yeah, Krispy Kreme. So any all restaurants?
So they're doing a little soft launch. 160 restaurants in Kentucky. I'm pissed because it's in Kentucky. Why can't that be Wisconsin?
Yeah, I will fuck up a Krispy Kreme at McDonald's. A Krispy Kreme with a little side of hash brown?
Ooh.
Ooh! You know what? People give McDonald's a hard rap because, you know, the Big Mac thing came out where you get fat eating McDonald's. There's nothing better than McDonald's every once in a while.
Oh, God. I love it.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's just the fat kid in me, but the salt on those fries, that might as well be cocaine.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, that thing's got me. Whoo.
That's good. So apparently right now they're going to do, you can get them in a six-pack or individual.
Okay.
So we're
six-pack it up.
Yeah. And then they'll start at breakfast. They'll have a certain amount and then sell them throughout the day.
Yep, so they'll be sold out. Yeah. This thing will be all over.
Oh, yeah.
Krispy Kreme, baby. Oh, yeah. Huge thing for Krispy Kreme.
Big day.
Yeah, big day.
Big day.
Okay. On the next thing, Summerfest. You love it. I love it.
Yep.
Probably the biggest party in Wisconsin.
Great, yes.
It's amazing. It's over a week long. Their lineup came out. And Kyle, this thing is loaded.
Stacked.
So June 20th through the 22nd, they have Kane Brown, Cameron Marlowe, Motley Crue, Seether, and Buck Cherry. They do have someone that they haven't showed yet, so it's blurred out. Wonder what it's going to be, someone big. But they also have Wyatt Flores. He's on TikTok making country videos all the time. Bryce Vine. Is there anybody else I see here? No one else.
That's in the first weekend.
Yep. June 27, 29, Tyler Childers. You know how much I love Tyler Childers. Yep. Keith Urban, Alana Springsteen, Jesse Murph, fire. Yeah, Fletcher, yes. Fire. REO Speedwagon.
Banger.
Let me keep reading through. I think that's about it for the big names. For that weekend, July 4th through the 6th, they have Maroon 5 with special guests. Ooh, who's ooh, that? Ooh. Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty. So that's pretty awesome. Bryson Tiller, Lil Tecca, Chase Rice, Jaden, They also have Brian Kelly, Nikki Lane. Yeah, they got it's loaded.
Brian Kelly is a guy from Florida Georgia Line.
Yep.
The other guy.
Yep. So
that's
I'm excited. You know what? The one thing about like it's just like the atmosphere at Summerfest is just unheard of.
Great.
You know,
great
it's food, I would like to say that's concerts, one of the that's the best
beer.
Best like 2 weeks, week long, whatever it is, yeah. Party in the US.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Summerfest in there. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Can't go wrong there.
No, I agree. We're going. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Yeah, man.
When is it?
Well, I mean, if we had to choose, I'd probably choose the 27th to the 29th with like Tyler July? Childers and Jesse Murph.
20th?
June 27th to the June 29th.
June 27th.
And we could make that work.
Could.
I always get the corn cob or like the turkey. Mm. They give you the corn cob and you could put butter and
there is nothing
Parmigiano.
Worse than being on that
Parmigiano.
There's nothing worse than being on that lawn at the top and you gotta piss.
Yeah. Gotta we went a couple years when it rained. Oh my God.
That was
Fall
awful.
City.
That was awful.
Miller Lite silos.
Oh yeah.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Deleted. Mm-hmm.
Deleted. All right, Kyle.
Next up, well, to spin off of that, me and Corey are famous.
How so?
I shouldn't say that. But
we're not famous, but keep going.
Our favorite music festival that we go to that we camp at, County Line Country Fest.
Yep, in Prairie du Chien.
Posted us on their Facebook page.
Yes!
It said something along the lines of, like, raise your hand if you bought your County Line Country tickets.
Did we buy our County Line Country tickets?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we fucking did.
Yes, we did.
Yes, VIP.
Kyler, go ahead and throw that picture up on there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was awesome. County Line, obviously there's country concerts every Country Thunder, the Hodag Festival.
Yep.
The one in Prairie du Chien is awesome. We camped there for 4 days. Get, you know, you throw on your cowboy boots, cowboy hat. Mm-hmm. You throw on some skinny shorts and you know, you have a good time.
Throw on a hammer.
Yep. Hammers in and you just have a good time.
Hammers in.
Yeah.
Hit the Zim
so,
truck.
We've been doing this for a long time. It's probably one of my favorite things in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
So it was pretty cool to see
I
us
can't
on that
sleep
page.
Before that.
It was pretty cool to see us on the page. I look sober, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I had sunglasses on. You couldn't see my face.
No,
so, yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Great. Right. Loved it.
Loved it.
All right. Last topic we got
last
here.
Last topic for Kyle Pickle here.
Better switch on over here.
He better switch on over there.
Edgerton, Wisconsin. 10 people rescued in an early morning fire. Apparently the fire was in the house on the stairs or somewhere about it, but it had traveled to the stairs. The family was upstairs in their bedroom sleeping. Couldn't get out. The fire department got there quick enough that they were able to rescue all of them.
Good.
You hate to see it.
You hate to see a family. You know, if you're ever building a house, build a ranch style house.
Yeah, that's
get
true.
Rid of the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sleep downstairs. You know what I mean?
My other thing is I'd have jumped out a window. You know?
Mm-hmm. Or just
push come
or
to
just shoved through the fire. I mean, I've jumped over fire before. I feel like I can easily just jump down the stairs.
Yeah. If it was structural damage, though, they're always afraid of that.
Good point.
You know
good
what I mean?
Point.
Like, your floor
valid.
Might be bad.
Valid.
Might
but right everyone's
the
safe.
Then you go to the basement, then you're stuck.
Yeah. Everyone's safe, though.
Yeah. Everyone's safe. That's a good.
Yep. Edgerton, Wisconsin.
Edgerton, Wisconsin. Hate to see it. Glad everyone's all right.
Yep. Hope there's no structural damage to the house.
I would assume.
Mm-hmm. Insurance will take care of that.
Yeah.
Okay. That is it for the news. We are going to dive into our top five. Top five old-fashioned names. So this is, you know, what our grandparents are called. This is like the old-style names. Of course, there's still people called these.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for the most part, these are what you'd call old people names.
Yep.
So do you want one or two?
You can go first.
Okay. First one on my list, I'm going to take Clyde.
Not even on my list.
Clyde?
Mm-hmm.
Clyde's a banger name, man.
Clyde is a banger
name. Yeah, it is. Something about Clyde. I mean, obviously Bonnie and Clyde, so it's just badass. What's your pick?
I'll take Archibald.
Archibald?
Yeah, Archibald.
Archibald?
Archibald. Okay. Archie for short.
Archie? I don't mind that at all. Yeah. There's a lot of Archies out there.
Yeah.
Okay, Archibald, what's your second?
Next one, Gertrude.
Gertrude.
Gertie.
Nothing like a good old Gert.
Good old Gert.
No, good old Gert hanging around. My second pick, I'm taking Bonnie. I felt like if I take Clyde, I need Bonnie.
I guess. Yeah,
and I got them. Mm-hmm. They're on my list. My third, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take Orville.
God, that was on my list.
Yeah, you know, the guy makes popcorn, man. He makes hell of popcorn. Redenbacher, I mean, give me some buttered up popcorn, throw it in the microwave, bada bing, bada boom, I'm watching a movie, having a good time. Orville. Orv for short.
Orville Redenbacher.
Hey, Orv, get on over here, pal.
Yep.
I feel like when you say these, you got to, like, speak them out. Like,
yeah.
Call someone over. Like, hey, Bonnie, head
Orville.
On. Yeah.
Head okay. on over.
What's your next pick?
I'm going to take Eugene. That's actually my father's middle name.
Yep. But good stat. I
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good
look. Eugene.
Yeah, like it.
Next, I'll take Clarence. Clarence.
There's a lot of Clarences. I like yeah. that. Yep. Mm-hmm. You are. I feel like you're not even touching my list.
No, I know. There's a lot. Like, when I was reading through these, I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We could have did a top fucking 45.
We could have. We could have made a way bigger list. Something about old. I might just name my next kid an older name.
It's a good idea.
I like it.
It's timeless.
What is your dog's names?
Dennis and Walter.
Yep. Kyle's an old name, old people's mm-hmm. name kind of person. All right. My fourth. Ooh. I'm going to take Rupert. Good old, you don't like Rupert?
It reminds me of a dog's name.
I think Rupert's a good name.
Rupert.
Rupert. Call him Roop. Hey, Roop.
Not bad, but I don't think you're winning it today.
Oh. So my next one, I'm going to take Eleanor.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Eleanor just, that. I mean, that seems elegant. I'm hitting you with a lot of ease here, but that Eleanor just feels like you belong in the royal party. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just feels good.
Eleanor.
Mm-hmm.
That's from a movie.
What's your last pick?
Agatha.
That's bullshit. What's Agatha?
That's a name.
Agatha?
Yeah.
You point someone out named Agatha to me.
Agatha is an old person name.
All right.
All right.
Never heard of it. All right. So I have a bunch of other ones. These I'm just going to rip them off.
Okay.
Honorable mentions. Gene.
Mm. Oh.
Abraham. Bernard.
Mm.
Cornelius. Theodore.
Theodore.
Sylvester.
Sylvester.
Rose. Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest.
Okay.
Judith. And this one probably should have been higher on my list. Darlene.
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 Darcy's another one. Yeah. I got Doris and Herbert are the two that I have.
Wrote Sherbert? Down.
Herbert. Herbert. Sherbert.
Cool. Well, let us know who has a better list of old people's names.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
What do we got next? Oh.
Okay. Go away, Kyle. Ask us your questions, pal.
Come into here. So this is, I want to lay these out there. And see
you
if
you want to lay them out there.
See if you, there's a lot here, so we'll just ramble through them. And if we say them or if we do them,
no, we'll do them. We'll do them. Let's hit them up.
There's 17.
Okay, let's do a couple.
So it says random things people do throughout the day. That
so you're asking if I do these things?
Yeah, we'll discuss if we do it.
Okay.
Okay. So first one on the list, a sneak sniff test of anything. So like your clothes. This is more of a guy thing, I would think. So like socks. If you got a pair of socks on the floor or something that you might think it's like, oh, maybe this is dirty. You sniff them or not?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, I'll sniff clothes. I mean food.
Your food is a big one.
I always get a
leftovers,
good sniff.
Leftovers, like, is this good?
Yeah. I feel like, if I'm ever questioning anything about something, I'll sniff it.
Another one is people sniff their armpits.
Oh, yeah. I do that. You got to do a check.
Don't stink. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do a quick check. Especially if you smell it in the room.
This one says fake yawn to smell your breath.
I don't do that too much.
No.
I feel like you could tell if your breath stinks just by, yeah.
Next one, shave your toes.
Shave?
Yeah, shave your toes.
No.
No, me either. Wear the same clothes 2 days in a row.
Kyle, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have about 2 pairs of jeans. I'll wear them for a long time before I wash them.
I actually have 2 that are my favorite.
Yeah, because here's the thing is, I'm a chubbier guy. Usually the first time I wear a pair of jeans isn't my most comfortable time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I need to break them in before they feel real good. So, yeah, I usually go about a week before I wash my jeans. As long as there's nothing on them.
Next one, pick your nose.
Yeah.
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 Pick my nose.
Okay.
Not, I try not to do it in public.
Yeah, I'll flick that thing anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next up on the list, pick your teeth with something.
Like,
as in like random things.
Yep,
like,
fork, nut, steak knife.
Like
always get in trouble for it.
Like a piece of paper. Yeah. If I got something stuck in there, it's coming out.
I'm usually digging. Yeah.
Pick your toes or your toenails? Not really.
What do you mean pick?
Like
pick at them?
Yeah.
No.
Nah. Get the lint between your toes? I don't really.
I mean, I
don't
if really there's lint there, I will that. Grab it, but I rarely have lint between my toes.
Look in the toilet after you go to the bathroom.
Every time.
Yep.
I need to see what I just did.
Pee in the shower.
Yes.
Yep.
If I have to, I will.
I don't have to go the second I step in that water. There it is.
If I have to, I'm doing it. There's a drain.
Pretend to text or talk on the phone while you're waiting for somebody.
Oh, yeah. I've done that a lot.
Yeah, whenever you're... I think I've seen another one in here. If you see someone you know and you're by yourself and you're like, fuck, like, I don't want
to talk to phone right to the ear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Check under the bed or behind the shower curtain to make sure no one's there. Nah. I don't give a fuck if they're there or not. Come get me.
Yep. See you later.
Have imaginary arguments in your head. Sometimes.
Yeah, I have thoughts all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you talk to yourself?
I mean, yeah.
If I were to put a camera in your car, do you talk to yourself when you drive? Because I do all the
time. I don't talk out loud.
Sometimes I do.
I never talk out loud. I'm just in my head talking.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Fall into a sappy video click hole. So a rabbit hole.
Yes.
Yeah.
I fall in the videos a lot.
We're going to skip that one.
Okay.
Google yourself. Sometimes.
Never. I've never once Googled myself.
I've always
myself.
Wondered how far my name's gone on there. Or like
I've never once done it. I've looked up other people like in high school, but yeah. I've never, no.
No, I do every now and again.
Good for you. Like just to see if you're popping off.
No. Just to see like what's showing. Like, do they have my updated address? Like all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I could. No, never done that.
Pretend to not see someone you know. This falls back to the phone thing.
Yeah. If I don't want to talk to you, I'm going to make sure I don't talk to you.
This one's a fucking good one because I did this earlier today. Pace your house whenever you're on a long phone call. I just randomly walk.
If I'm on any phone call, I'm walking.
Yeah.
Like even at the office, I am walking in my office just back and forth.
Hang up the phone. You wonder where the fuck you're at and why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've done that.
Like I miss. It's like whenever you're driving and you forget about your whole drive.
And you miss a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're I gotta go.
I don't remember that drive at all.
Yeah.
That happens a lot of time in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are just random fucking things that we all do that we don't think that other people do.
Good topic, Kyle. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
That was a good one.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to keep moving. Kyle, we're going to do a tier list. Okay? We do top tier, mid tier, garbage. This is of duos. First one on the list, Tom and Jerry.
Mid. It should be high, but
I love Tom and Jerry.
I'm afraid of what you're going to give me.
I loved Tom and Jerry as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Probably my favorite show to watch when I was a kid. All right. Jules Winfield and Vincent Vega. From Pulp Fiction.
Amazing movie. Ooh, I don't like this. Mid.
That burger scene is one of the best.
That's a...
He's like, oh, is that good? Well, I forget what he says. He's swearing all over the place. Pulp Fiction's underrated, man. Mm-hmm. Underrated. All right, next one. Batman and Robin.
Top.
Yep.
Top.
Bert and Ernie.
Bottom. Or mid. Yeah,
you got garbage.
I gotta go garbage.
Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Ooh, God.
Do the right thing. I'll say do the right thing. Bonnie and Clyde.
Bottom.
Garbage. Hey, they were...
They're criminals.
They're criminals. And they're criminals.
Have you ever seen The Highwayman?
Yeah. Bonnie and Clyde was awesome. They were like 5 foot nothing.
Yeah.
4 foot nothing. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. People were smaller back then.
Yep.
Hey, well, hey, that's a good tier list, Kyle. I think you actually nailed that one right on the head. Okay, Kyle.
Did I just hear that come out of your mouth? All right. Tier list for sports movies.
Okay.
As always, top tier, mid tier, garbage.
What do we got?
First one, Friday Night Lights. I missed a lot of good sports movies in here, but I just picked some at random.
Top tier.
Ooh.
I love that movie.
Next one, Sandlot.
Oh, my God. You know what? See, this is where I screwed up, because you're for sure going to give me Remember the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Sandlot's top tier.
Yeah, you can't shy away from that.
No, Sandlot's top tier. I can't.
If anything, I'm questioning your Friday Night Lights in top tier, but I know you love that movie.
I love the movie. It's a banger movie and great show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else we got?
Next one, Rudy.
Garbage.
Not a big Rudy guy.
No, Rudy sucks, man. At first, I hate Notre Dame. Rudy just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares. No one cares about Rudy.
Next one. Rocky.
Mid-tier. That could easily take Friday Night Lights spot. Rocky is a top-tier movie top for tier. Sure. Yeah, it is. But it's got to be mid-tier. It's got to be mid-tier for this. So.
Next one. Miracle.
Middle tier.
That one should be top.
Yeah, Miracle. Miracle
is amazing. Miracle's
the best movie you've said so far. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the line. Mm-hmm. Again.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Again.
Great. Oh, I just watched.
Fuck me up, man. Okay.
Last one. Moneyball.
Does not belong in garbage, but it's got to go there. Mm-hmm. Moneyball is a wonderful movie. When he is in the weight room and they're down in that game, and that crack of the bat, yeah. I don't know. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. Yeah. That. I don't know if I could have done that list any better. Probably Friday Night Lights moved down, Miracle up, Moneyball. I don't know what else would have been garbage. They're all great ones. Mm-hmm. You really put me in a spot.
I did. I threw it all at you there.
Yeah. Well, hopefully everyone, you know, takes it easy on me on the TikTok videos. Okay. All right, Kyle. You know how we end the show.
We got to do this fucking thing again.
Yep. Numbers game.
Well, we used to play another one that I didn't mind. We should go back to that.
You just want to get off the numbers game.
Yeah. What was the other one that we did?
I don't remember. We did like where we said the same word. We tried to get to the same word a lot. But okay, you want to go first or me first? Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll think of the word first.
Okay, then think. And I'll just sit here and wait.
All right, I got it.
Road.
7.
Lake.
0.
Clouds.
0. Lake's a 2. Clouds, 0.
Thanks for that. For that change. Car.
45. I'm getting a little bit further.
Bus.
45.
Traffic cone.
2.
Tire.
2.
House.
We'll go 70.
Kitchen.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm in the building.
We'll go 89.
Spatula.
That's
fridge.
5. 5.
Island.
50.
Cabinets.
93.
That's what I like to hear. plate.
37.
Pantry.
96.
Chips.
98.
Cereal.
2.
Bread.
No, that should be higher, but no, it's 70. Bread's a little bit higher. We'll go 78.
Crackers.
95.
Cookies.
95.
Just trying to think what's in the pantry. Soup.
60.
Fuck. So chips is
98.
Cheese? No, it belongs in the fridge, Corey. Belongs in the fridge.
Yeah, that's a little bit lower, like 78.
Chips wasn't it.
But chips is damn close.
Crackers was close. Mm-hmm. What else is in a pantry that you can eat? Pretzels.
That's 98, 99-ish, right in there. You're in the right vicinity.
I understand something. That. Jerky. I don't know. Bags of jerky. I'm trying to think of what's in my pantry right now. Rice.
92.
Noodles.
92.
Fuck me running. It's not chips.
Let's drop the we'll drop the.
Is this hint time?
Yeah, we'll drop the chips and the crackers down a couple steps because there's some other ingredients that you can put in there.
Salt.
It's right 99.
Pepper.
No.
Lowry's.
No.
Oregano.
No.
Spice.
Yeah, 99. You could have a spice.
What do you mean I could have? It's a spice?
You could have spice in it.
It's in a pantry.
Yeah, it's in a pantry.
It's not.
Another hint or no?
I'm thinking. Popcorn. It's popcorn, isn't it? That took me way longer than it should.
Well, here we are. I thought about it. I was like, if you say oil or fucking something like that, it's going to be higher.
Yeah.
So when I said 99, I was like,
Yeah, I like it. All right.
What's he got for me today? It can be good. It's never good.
I got it.
House.
Three.
Road.
Zero.
Store.
15.
That's not good. Okay. Lake.
Zero.
Body of water.
Zero.
Okay, so a store was 15, so we got to make our way into that somehow.
It's, I mean, 15 is not close at all. Zero.
Car.
Zero.
Oh, boy.
I made this one hard.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Is it a tool? No.
Nope, zero.
And the house was zero, you said?
15. I mean,
15?
10.
So it's less.
Yeah, it's not.
Tree.
Zero.
Anything to do with outside?
Zero. Tree could be like 20, but it's nothing to do with outside.
Paper. Notebook.
Stop. 35 for paper.
35 for paper. Notebook?
Zero.
Money.
37.
Oh, boy. Is it a single piece of paper that I have to name? Like a report card?
Here's your one hint.
Okay. Oh, boy.
It can be single, but you could... But you usually get more than just one.
Can be single, but you normally get more than one.
Yep.
It's not money.
Nope.
You could be single, but you could normally get more than one.
Yep. Yipper.
And the house was low.
Mm-hmm.
Mail.
Zero. Fuck.
Stamps. That's not it. You have said something higher. Checks.
Zero.
And paper was...
It is paper. Kind of, but yeah. It is.
Kind of.
No, it is. It is. It is. We'll just go with paper. Yep. Keep going.
Oh, boy.
We might be here a while.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Okay. Paper. Shout out, Brendan. Okay. You said no to notebook. Filing cabinet.
Zero.
Files? Obviously, that would be no.
usually when you buy them, you can get one, but usually people get more than one.
Tickets.
30.
We're not cracking 50 here. This ain't good. When you buy them, you normally get more than one. Stamps?
Mm-mm. You use them for fun.
Pull tabs.
100. I gave you probably
that was fucking, that would have been hard. Yeah. There was no way I was guessing that.
No, and I was just saving people the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no way I was guessing that.
Mm-mm. No, but I had to help you out. It was like watching a dog die of old age. I had to help you at some point there.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, we're going to end the show with a little what's going on this weekend.
It is Easter this weekend.
Easter weekend.
Easter
Good
weekend.
Friday.
Get your baskets out. What's Saturday? What?
Good Friday. Is it Saturday?
I don't think Saturday is anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, we're Christian.
Thursday. Good Friday. Saturday is a Sabbath. That's not right. Easter Sunday. Easter Monday. Saturday is what? Brendan, you should know this. Aren't you going to Catholic classes right now? Oh, yeah, you did. He did. Forgot about that.
Holy Saturday.
Holy Saturday. What's Thursday? Holy Thursday?
No.
Thursday's what? There's a name for it.
I mean, this is really good podcasting.
This is all right. This is all right.
Thursday.
People are sitting there like, you're an idiot. It's not Thirsty Thursday.
Also, Maundy Thursday, but also known as Holy Thursday.
Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He has risen.
Mm-hmm. It's happening all over the weekend. Yep. Friday, I got my wife's. We're going to probably do something for her mom's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a half day at work for Good Friday, and we're working on Easter because we're hardballs. Got to work.
Oh,
so Saturday. I mean, I probably want to watch sports all weekend. Probably won't do much.
Yeah.
I feel like if the weather's good, I'll start doing some stuff around the house. I also need to take down our Christmas lights. They've been up forever.
Yeah, I'll probably work on the outside too. Friday, I don't got a whole lot. Saturday, we have an Easter at night.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, I have our Easter at grandma's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll kill you. Yeah, other than that, I got a half day on Friday. Gonna just chill out, you know?
And chill out. I like it. Yeah, other than that, probably have a couple beers. That's about it. So
Nothing crazy.
Yep, nothing crazy. All right, well, that is going.
I don't know what it is, though, but Easter Sunday, I want to have a screwdriver. Don't know why. I always do.
Do it. Do yourself, you know? Have a good time. All right, guys, that's going to be the show. Episode 66 in the books. Thanks for following along. Follow us on Shot of Wisco Podcast on all socials. Make sure to watch us on or listen to us on Spotify. You can also watch us on YouTube. So we will chat with you guys later. See you guys for episode 67 next week.